Governor Janet Mills is proposing to accept only a portion of the federal tax cuts being offered to small businesses that receive Paycheck Protection Program loans under the stimulus bill last year. Congress opted not to tax the proceeds if employers spent it on payroll, rent, and utilities, but the Mills administration said today that it will not allow the federal government, that it will not follow the federal government's lead. And as Mal Leary reports, the decision is coming under fire from Republicans and business leaders in Maine.
To lessen the economic impact of the pandemic, last year, Congress passed the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, that offered loans to businesses to stay afloat, provided the money was used for certain business expenses, including payroll. And Congress decided that the income from those loans would not be taxable. State Finance Commissioner Kirsten Figueroa says the state would like to be able to give that extra break to businesses on their main income taxes, but can't afford the cost.
The administration would have preferred to fully conform to the federal government's double benefit on this program, but at an estimated cost of $100 million, it was not able to do so and balance the budget.
But critics, including the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, testified before a legislative hearing on tax conformity that Congress intended to provide maximum relief for businesses through PPP loans. Linda Capera is a lobbyist for that business trade group.
It was Congress's specific intention that the value of these proceeds not be diluted by taxing them if the proceeds are used for specific economy benefiting purposes.
That position was supported by the National Federation of Independent Businesses and the Maine Society of Certified Public Accountants, which both argued that failure to follow Congress's lead amounts to a $100 million tax increase on Maine businesses. But Sarah Austin, a policy analyst for the progressive-leaning Maine Center for Economic Policy, says that's not so.
The treatment in the change package is tax neutral. It is not a tax increase on businesses. It is preventing a double benefit.
Austin says unlike the state of Maine, the federal government does not have to worry about balancing its budget. And she says Maine is not obliged to always conform with federal tax policy. The tax conformity changes would need to be made quickly, as the IRS will begin accepting tax filings on February 12th. But within hours of Monday's public hearing, Republican legislative leaders blasted the measure, saying Maine employers have not recovered from the economic effects of the pandemic and should be provided that extra income tax relief. The tax conformity measure requires a two-thirds vote of both the House and Senate, and a unified GOP could block the measure. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.